Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Yud, 7 lines in the bottom of Daf Tesla and Beis, and the Gemara just spoke about a chilul between Shor and Bar and Eish, and the Gemara continues with a Braisa that also discusses this chilul, and the Braisa will also discuss other chilukim and other chumras between the other mazikim, and the Gemara starts, Tanar Banam, we learned the Braisa, Chayim Bishar Mibar, that there's a chumra of Shor over the Hezekiah Bar, Chayim Bar Bishar, and there's also a chumra of Bar over Shor, Chayim Bishar Mibar, what are the chumras of Shor Bar, Shashar Mishal Mesakaifa, that a Shor Muad that kills someone will have to pay kaifa. And although you pay kaifa when you kill a ben chayrin, however, if a shar kills an eved, then the owner of the shar has to pay shleishim shekel to the owner of the eved. In addition, nigma dina asvana, that we know if there's a shar, even if it's a tam and it kills a person, then you take it to bezin, and there's a din of a shar niskal, that bezin will kill the shar. Rashi brings that the pasuk says in pash mishpatim ubaal shar naki ka adam shayim lechaveri pliny yotzin naki min chasev ve'in leben. And even after Bezdin kills a Shar, and it's an Avela, and generally a person can have Anah from an Avela, but the din is that you can't even have Anah from a Shar Niskal. And we know that if we even extend this din, that if Reuven goes and actually shechs the Shar after this Gemar din, and not only would Reuven not be able to eat this animal, but Reuven would also not be able to have Anah from this animal, even though Lemaisa he did a proper Shechita. Finally, the Gemara tells us, V'dakur Leila Chazik, another Chumra of Shar, is that it's normal for it to walk, and while it's walking, it'll be Mazik something. The Gemara tells us, Masha Inkim and Bar, that all these dinim do not apply to Bar. And as Rashi explains, Shein Balabar Chayib Tashlumi Mises Adam, that certainly the Balabar will not be Chayib if a Ben Chirin or an Eved falls into a Bar and dies. Has been negated din of Bar, the Torah tells us, Shar Vole Adam, Chamar Vole Kalim. And Ayin Taisu tells us, Choyim Bishar, Hai Shar, Hainu Karen, that when we're referring to Shar and Agamara, we're referring to Karen, Kedemucha Bekul Shmaitzin, as it will be clear in the entire Baisa. Clearly, as we know, that the only time that a Shar will be Chayib for killing someone is only based on Karen. And Lemaisa, if this is true that we're talking about Karen, so why did Bryce say V'dakir Leil Chazik if we said that the standard of Shane is Kavanos Chazik and not Dakir Leil Chazik? And of course, the Chiluk is clear that Benigea comparison between Karen and Shen V'Regel, and the element that defines Karen is because it's Kavanos Chazik as compared to Shane V'Regel, where it's Dakir Chazik, but as compared to Bar and contrasting it to Bar, then of course, Karen is Dakir Leil Chazik, and of course, a Bar is not Dakalil Chazik because it remains stationary and remains in one place. And Ayin Taisa deal with Maskel with Dakalil Chazik, where Taisa says, Hadle Chashiv Shu Balichayim, that the reason why we didn't say that a Shar is Balchai, Masha Enkim Bar, Mishum Dahavi Baklav, with Dakalil Chazik, as that is included in the concept of being Dakalil Chazik, Masha Enkim Bar, the Kavanosal Chazik, Le Shaykh Le Mister Gabi Bar, Shein Balichayim. And Taisa says that this Chumra of being Kavanosal Chazik is not Shaykh to compare to Bar because a Bar is not a Balchai, and it's Sarah Pia. Exactly what Taisa is trying to explain, as L'chir She'in Dakar Leil Chazik is also not necessarily relevant to a bar either. And Ayin Taisa Dino Maschol Mashain Kim Bar, where Taisa asks that L'chir, why do we say that you wouldn't pay Kaifa by bar as well as Aish? If L'chir, we should learn from Shar, and we should be Machayiv you Kaifa even by bar and Aish, Ayin and Taisvis. And the Brisa continues, Chayim Bar Mishar, the Chumis of Bar over Shar is Shabbat Chilisas Yasal Nezek, because a bar, when it's created, the original creation is something that will eventually potentially be Mazik someone, and as Rashi stated on Daf Gimel Beis, Tchilus Mashin Nasu Bar Dehainu Kesharun Chulusham Hayoimdul Nezek. In addition, Umur Mitchilasai, a bar has a din of Umur Mitchilasai, and therefore you Chayiv Nezek Shalim Masha Inkim Bishar. A Shar is not Umur Mitchilasai, and you're only going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim as a Tam. And once again, we see like Taisus when this Bryce is discussing Shar, we're referring to Karen as of course Shen V'Regel is also Umur Mitchilasai and is always Chayiv to pay Nezek Shalim. And we continue on Daf Yudam Lav, and the Gemara states. Chayim b'shar v'eish, a chumra of shar over eish, and a chayim v'eish b'shar is chayim b'shar v'eish, the chumras of shar over eish, shar b'shalam kaifa, because shar pays kaifa, and by eish you wouldn't pay kaifa. V'chayim b'shar shishal eved, and if you kill an eved, then you'd be chayim 30 shekels to eved. If this was done through Karen, nigma dina asubana. Once again, as we stated before, once it's a gemar din, there's an isahana from the shar niskal, muscle chareshet v'katan chayim, and if you give over a shar to a chareshet v'katan, you'd still be chayim. Mashein came eish, and as we learned yesterday, there were two different pshatim as to why Eish is different, and why would it be that b'negei Eish you would not be chayiv if you gave it over to chareshet v'katan? And either we were talking about a shor kosher and bar mechusa, and by Eish we were talking about a gecheles, and by a shor and bar yechayiv because shor dakel and tukei and bar dakel and turei, mashainkam by a cheles, kamed shavuk leim am yami v'ozla, and therefore it was only by the cheresh blowing on it that it caused the damage, and that's why b'negei cheresh the owner would be potter. And the Gemara explained that l'fir abichron we're talking about a case of shor where it was a shor mutar and bar megula, and in the case of ish, we're talking about a shel heves, and even so, you're going to be pata. And as we explained, daf tesa mebeis, that the chiluk is hasam tzafter the cheresh kagarim and hachaloi tzafter the cheresh kagarim. And Rashi at the top of the Amud explains masha inkim ish ish lechayiv basreifis adam. If Reuven's ish kills a person, you would not be chayiv kaifa shahilo lerech because the person is a badass and should have ran away. And Rashi continues v'im kafasu, and even if Shimon was tied up and therefore he couldn't escape, hamav v'chayiv misa, since Reuven would be chayiv misa because he killed Shimon, become rabbanei, and therefore the din of coming rabbanei would apply. And even if he was a shaygig, he would still be part of mitashlumin, because chayiv misa shaygig is paturim mitashlumin. Ayin itaisis who is hablay tonish hashor bal chayiv. Why don't we say that there's another chumra because the shor is bal chayiv and the ish is not a bal chayiv? So itaisis b'shun to have b'klal muscle chayiv shayt b'katan. This chumra is actually including the chumra that we already mentioned in Braisa, where Reuven gave over his shor to a chayiv shayt b'katan. The b'haki tells time the potter be'ish. This is the reason why if Reuven gave over his ish to a chayishet v'katan, his potter is because it's not a bachai. And as the Gemara stated before, according to Reish Lakish, the kamed de shavu glima am ya ame v'azlol. However, shor is dakel and tukei and bar dakel and turei. The Braisa continues chayim be'ish mu b'shar. The chumras of ish over shor is shor ish mu edus b'tchlasai. Ish yichayiv as a muad right away and yichayiv nezik shalim masha inkin b'shar. However, Karen is only chayiv nezik shalim once he's a muad, but if he's a tam, he'd be chayiv chatzin nezek. And the Braisa continues chayim be'ish mu b'bar v'chayim b'bar b'me'ish. The chumra of ish over bar and bar over ish is chayim b'bar b'me'ish. The chumra of bar over ish at chilasa siyas l'nezek, as the original creation of a bar was something that will go in damage at some point. And similarly, as we stated before, muscle chayishet v'katan chayiv, that if you give over a bar to a chayishet v'katan, you'd be chayiv. And of course, you have to go back and fit this in according to Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon. Masha inkab ish, ish is not chilasa siyas l'nezek, and if you give over ish to a chayishet v'katan, you'd be pata. Of course, according to Reish Lakish, only in the case where you gave over a coal, and according to Rabbi Yechon, even if you gave over a flame. And the Braisa continues, chayim b'ish b'bar, and what is the chumras of ish over bar? She ish dak le'ilch lahazik, because ish is normal to travel and be mazik, u'mu'edis lechol bein dav roila, bein dav she'in roila, and it's normal to consume something that's roited, which refers to peiris, and something that's not roila, for example, like kalim. And the Gemara will explain this further in a moment, masha enkim b'bar, but b'degia bar, first of all, it's ein dak le'ilch lahazik, second of all, as we learned, chamar v'le kalim, that you not be chayiv if b'bar damages kalim. The Gemara now asked on the Braisa of the listening chayim b'sharim bar, we should say another chumra of shor over bar, shashor chayiv b'sa kalim, that if a shor damages a kalim, then certainly the bala shor would be chayiv, masha inkim b'bar. But as we know that if a bar damages kalim, then the bala bar would not be chayiv, as we learned, chamar v'lo kalim. The Gemara continues, hamani Rabbi Yehuda, that in a chenami, the tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayiv on this kalim bar, and he argues on that limud of chamar v'lo kalim. He learns that a bala bar is even chayiv if his bar damages kalim. And the Gemara asks, "E Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me this Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Sefer, let us see the Sefer, that the Sefer states chayim be'ish b'bar, the chumras of ish over bar is she'ish dak leil chazik u'mu'edus lechol bein davar roila u'bein davar she'inu roila masha enkim b'bar." And the Gemara asks, "Davar roila mind you, when the Braisa discusses something that's roi for ish to consume, what is it referring to?" And the Gemara says, "Certainly it's referring to eitzim, that if a fire consumes someone's wood, then you'd be chayiv davar she'inu roila mind you." And when the Braisa talks about something which is not roi for a fire to consume, must be talking about kalim. Rashi explains, kalim ain ruin ish. Kalim is not considered something that ish should consume. She'in derech lahasab kalim, as certainly it doesn't make sense for someone to take good kalim and destroy these kalim by using it as fuel for a fire. Therefore, the Gemara states that masha inkim b'bar, where the Braisa says that this would not be relevant to bar, meaning that if someone would damage kalim in a bar, you would be pata. So, I Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me the Braisa is going lefi shita Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amrit mechayev hay Rabbi Yehuda niska kalim b'bar. The Maisa, you just taught us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the bala bar would be chayiv even if he was mazik kelim el loilim rabbani, and therefore we must say that this price is going like rabbanon. The rabbanon hold that one is not chayiv when the mazik kelim in a bar. If so, why did the price add in a case of chayim b'shar bar shashar chayiv b'yis hakelim masha inkim b'bar? And as Rashi says, that if a shor goes and shivrim b'negicha b'ita and he breaks kelim by negicha b'ita, which is a tol to the keren, then he would be chayiv masha inkim. If a person's bar damages someone's kelim, then he would be pata. And the Gemara says, "V'tana v'shaya," and in the Chanami, our Tana did not list every single chiluk between bar and shor. And the Gemara is, as it always does, "My shaya to high shaya." As Bishlema, if you leave out multiple items, well, we could say the Tana didn't want to say every single item, and he's not going to be Tana Kiruchla. However, once he says everything except for one item, l'chayra, if he really meant that item, He actually should have mentioned it in the Braisa. And the Gemara answers, Shaya Tamun, that in a Chinami, this Tana left out another din, and he left out the din of Tamun. And as Rashi says, that it should have stated both in the case of the Chumra of Shar over Eish and the Chumra of Bar over Eish, Shem Bar Shar Besak Molikalim Veshavrin Chayiv, if a Shar Bekavana goes and knocks into a sack which is full of Kalim and he breaks them, then he'd be Chayiv. Or if a Chamar falls into a bar and on the Chamar there's a sack that's full of Tuah, he would be Chayiv. And even though that's Tamun Besak, Masha Enkim Eish, and as we know, but the Gay Eish, the Pasuk says, Oya Kama, the In Chayiv El Begoloi, they're only responsible for anything that's Begoloi. And if someone has a pile of Tuah, and within that pile of Tuah there's a pile of money, Mazik would only be Chayiv for the pile of Tuah, and as if that space was filled complete with Tuah and not with money. Therefore, not only did the Tana de Braisa leave out the case of Kalim by Bar, but the Tana de Braisa also left out the case of Tamun, both by the Chil between the case of Shar and Meish, and the Chil between Bar and Eish. And this Tana actually left out at least three items from this Braisa. And the Gemara continues, Iba Yisema, I could tell you as follows, Lo'ilin Rabbi Huda, really this Braisa is going according to Rabbi Huda, though you ask that L'chari, if it's going like Rabbi Huda, how could the Gemara state that Chayim Be'ish Mebar, She'ish Da'ak Le'el Chazak, U'me'edis Lecho, Bein Dabar Re'ilah, Bein Dabar She'in Re'ilah, Mash Enkim Bar, it seems that the Gemara is telling us that B'negei Eish, you would be Chayiv for Kalim, and B'negei Bar, you would not be Chayiv Kalim, and according to Rabbi Huda, certainly, even B'negei Bar, you're Chayiv for damaging Kalim, as Rabbi Huda doesn't learn, Chamar V'le Kalim, and the Gemara explains, B'dabar She'in Re'ilah, Lav La'asuri Kalim, when the Braisa stated that there's a Chumra of Eish over Bar, and it discussed the Dabar She'in Re'ilah, that's not referring to Kalim, El La'asuri, L'chanir, V'sich Sa'banav, and the Braisa is being mechadish to us, that although B'negei Eish, you'd be Chayiv even if it damages land, and even if it singes a plowed field, and now the owner has to replow the field, or the fire singed Avonim and it caused damage to the Avonim, that the person would be Chayiv. However, these dinim are only relevant to Eish, and they're not Shaykh by Bar at all. Because this Braisa is going like Rabbi Huda, that's why the Braisa did not mention a case of Chumra B'Shar M'Bar, Shashar Chayiv by Sakelim, Mash Enkim M'Bar, because Rabbi Huda certainly holds that we don't learn Chamar V'Le Kelim, and the Bala Bar would be Chayiv if he damages Kelim. And before we continue, we explain that when the Gemara said, L'asuya L'chonir V'Sich Sa'avonov, Mash Enkim M'Bar, the Gemara is stating that this damage is relevant to Eish, and it's not even Shaykh by Bar. And I mean, Taisus who brings that this seems to be Pshat and Rashi, as a bit later on the Amid, when the Gemara will discuss the Chilut between a case of Shar and Bar, the Gemara will say, Shaya Dosh B'Nirai, and Rashi says that Dosh B'Nirai is not Shaykh by Bar, and as Rashi says, Masha Enkim B'Bar, Doloi Shaykh B'Hezekaka. And I mean, Taisus, we ask in Rashi, V'Kashil Purusha, Nim Kain, Ha'yachal Haskat Kama Zeke, She'ish Isa, B'Dabah Kavua, She'sayr Besa, V'Shad Dvarim Hakavuin. And for only looking for things that are Shaykh by Eish are not even possible to actually occur by Bar, then there are many other examples that the Gemara could have brought. Therefore, Taisus explains what the Gemara says, L'chernir v'sich sa'avonav, is something which is a difference between Eish and Bar. The Gemara means to say that although b'negei Eish, L'chernir v'sich sa'avonav, is something which is not ruggle, as it's not normal for a fire to singe a stone or to singe a plowed field. However, it's still going to be chayiv, and that is a chumra that is more than Bar, because b'negei Bar, we know that if a shar chamar fall into a bar that's less than 10 tefachim deep, then you'd be pata, because it's not normal for a bar that's not 10 tefachim deep to kill an animal. And Agamar continues, Maskelver Rashi. Rashi asked the following question on this braisa. List the chayim b'shar and bar. We should also mention that there's a chumra of shar over bar. Shashar chayim by shar psulim mikdashin, mash'en kim bar. That we know that if someone is makdash an animal for a carbon, and then that animal receives a mum, the din is he could be pointed at an animal. However, even though he's pointed at an animal, and it would seem that this animal is now chulin gomer, however, there are certain restrictions on this animal. As we learn in Mesechus Becharius, Tizbach v'loi giza, that you're allowed to shecht it and eat it, and you still can't have enough from its shearings, basav v'loi chalav, and you can't use its chalav either, v'chatav v'loi l'klavecha, and you have to eat it, and you can't give it to your klavim, and in some ways, you have to treat it with respect, as if it's still hegdish. And even so, if Reuven Shar shtoises the Shar of Shimon, which was psulim mikdashim, Reuven would be chayiv, and as Rashi brings down, because the pasuk says, Shar re'eu, the kibbutz nifta, Shar re'eu kriyin bari, that since you appointed it, it's still considered Shar re'eu. However, this would not be the din b'negei bar, and if a Shar of Hegdish, which is Psulim Adashin, would fall into Reuven's bar, then Reuven would be Potter. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk, Bala Boy Shalim, Bab Mesti Eloi, Yatzezeh, She'ina Mes Shaloi, and in this case, the mess does not belong to him. And as we explained, because it's Psulim Adashin, therefore you could only eat this animal, but you can't go and throw it to your klavim, and you can't have a gnaw of this Nevela. The Gemara continues, Iyamu Bishlemer Rabbanani, if you're going to say that this price is going according to Rabbanan, I did the Shai Hach, so since we left out the din of Tamun Be'e, Eish, and we also left out the din of Kelim Bar, Shayin Amihach, so therefore we leave out this din of Psulim Mikdashin. However, Rabbi Ashi now asks on the Bayezema, Ali Amit Rabbi Huda, if you're going to tell me that the prior Brisa is going according to Rabbi Huda, my Shayin the High Shaya, L'chayr, since according to Rabbi Huda, we said that we didn't leave out anything in the Brisa, so L'chayr, why would we only leave out this case of Psulim Mikdashin? And the Gemara answers, Einachinami, there was another thing that we left out in the Brisa, as Shayin Dashpinirai. There is another Chumrah between Shar and Bar, as a Shar that goes and tramples on someone's field that was plowed and ruins that field, and now the person has to replow the field. So the Baal Shar would be Chayiv, and as Rashi says, Masha'in came to Bar. However, this is not the case B'negei Bar. The L'shayich B'hezekaka, as certainly Bar is not relevant to a case where there's a Hezek on Kaka. Therefore, it's Dr. Gemara that we see that there is another Shir, and therefore the Brisa could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara continues, Imishum Dashbinirai Lav Shiyuhu. They can't tell me that the case of Dashbinirai is considered a Shir. The Atanash came Dr. Leil Chazek, who is the case of Dashbinirai, is actually included in the catch-all phrase that the Tana used, that the Shir is Dr. Leil Chazek, Masha'in Kain Bar. And since Dashbinirai is not considered a Shir, and therefore we're back to the original question of Ashi, that according to the Bayezema, how can we say that Bryce is going like Rabbi Yehuda if L'chayr we will shy a case of Psula Mikdashin, and that is another chilut between Shar and Bar, and why didn't the Bryce mention it? And therefore L'chayr we see that this Bryce could only go like Rabbanon and not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, and the second in the Mishnah stated, Hichshatib Mixis Niskai, Chafti B'tashlum Niskai, Kehechshe Kol Niskai, that even if someone only causes part of a hezek, then he will still be chayiv for all of the nezek. And once again, the Gemara will bring a Brisa where the Brisa will expand on the Mishnah and explain what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. And the Gemara states, Tana Rabbanan, Brisa says the same din as our Mishnah and will explain it. Hichshachti mixas nizkoi, chafti b'teshlumi nizkoi, kehechshe kol nizkoi. Ketzad, what is the case? Hachayif of bar tisha o bar achav v'shlim l'asara, ha'achrin chayiv, if Reuven comes and digs a bar that is 9 tvachim deep. And as we know, that if someone digs a bar that is only 9 tvachim deep, although it will be chayiv if a shor is damaged inside the bar, however, if the shor dies in the bar, he would not be chayiv, as we explained, because it's not normal for a shor to die in a bar that is only 9 tefachim deep. And then if Shimon goes and digs another tefach, and now this bar is a 10 tefach deep bar, and if at this point a shor would fall into the bar and die, certainly Shimon would be chayiv, as till now this bar was not going to be mechayiv someone for killing a shor, but the din is that not only would be chayiv if the shor dies, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the shor would only get hurt, Shimon would be chayiv and Reuven would be pato. Gemara tells us, so the like Rebbe, and this is not going like the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya is willing to Brisa, hachayif of bar tisha u bar achav v'shlim l'asara, achrin chayiv, that the Tanakama states like our Tanava Mishnah, that if Reuven digs a bar that's 9 tefachim deep, and then Shimon comes and he extends the bar and he digs another tefach, and it is now a 10 tefach bar, then the din is that Shimon would be chayiv and Reuven would pato. However, Rebbe argues in Tanakama, he says, achrin l'misa, although it's true that Shimon would be chayiv if the shor dies, however, achashneim l'nezakin, if the shor only gets hurt and doesn't die, so the lemaisa it was already a 9 tefach bar prior to Shimon digging, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon share the responsibility and liability for the shor getting hurt, and they will both have to pay the nizik. And the fizeh inechinami, when the brisa is explaining our Mishnah, and when our Mishnah stated hichshati mixes niskai, chati b'teshlum niskai, kehech shekol niskai, it's only going like Tanakama, not like Rebbe. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Papa states, l'misa v'divrei HaKol, that our Mishnah could even be going like Rebbe, and as we stated, the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven dug a bar that was 9 tefachim deep, and then Shimon added another tefach, and then it was a 10 tefach deep bar, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though Shimon did not dig the entire bar, that's still been a geir misa, Shimon would be chayiv, and if a shor would go and fall into that bar, then Shimon would be chayiv, and Reuven would not share any liability or any responsibility. And as Rashi says, in Mes HaShol, lo yishalim rishon klum, the test tefachim ein behem kedei lahamis. And according to the first version, this seems to be a machlekes. However, ikad amri, there's another version that leimel like Rebbe, that the Gemara asked as a shayla, that let us say that the Ab Mishnah is not going like Rebbe, and Amr Papa and Rav Papa explain, lemisa v'dir akol, that certainly our Mishnah is going even according to Rebbe, and we're talking about a case where the shor died, and therefore Shimon would be chayiv, even though he only created 10% of this bar. And the Gemara now asks that from this brisa, it's mashmor, that the only case where we could find that there's a situation where it's hichshati mixas nizkai and chafti b'teshlum nizkai kach shekol nizkai is only in a case of a chayiv bar tisha or bar achav v'shlim l'asara. And the Gemara will now bring 4 different cases in which l'chayir should be able to fit into the Mishnah, and the Gemara will explain why the brisa did not mention these cases. And the Gemara starts, Maslo Rabzira. Rabzira asked the following question, v'su lekav ha'ikah. The brisa seems to say there's only one case, but L'chor, it is another case, as Masa Shoyel Chamish Bnei Adam, if Reuven gave over his shor to five people, Upasha by Echmen, and one of them is Pesheya, and he stops watching the animal, Behizik, and then this animal goes in his mazik, then Chayiv, then he is Chayiv. So L'chor, this fits into our Mishnah, that even though he didn't create the full hezik, they still could be Chayiv completely for this damage. And the Gemara is, Hechidami, what are we referring to? If the case is that this animal was so wild that you needed five people to guard it, so pshita to iu covid, chayr is definitely pashut that if the fifth person walks away and doesn't guard the animal, that certainly he's going to be chayiv. And as Rashi says, in zech shatir b'mixes niskay el kol niskay, in this case, you didn't cause only part of the damage, but you caused all the damage. And as Rashi says, v'li damil hashlim bar la'asara, da'afakab d'kaim alon bar test le'avdi misa, nizokim miya avdi, is in the case of bar, although it's true that you're not going to be chayiv for misa by nine tvachim, but l'maisa you are chayiv for nizokin, and therefore, the first person actually created some part of this hezek. Certainly, the Mishnah is being mechadish to us that only Shimon, who dug the last tefach, is chayiv. And even though Reuven dug nine tefachim, and the bar was already considered a mazik, it had the ability to be mazik ashar. And even so, only Shimon is chayiv, and Reuven is not chayiv at all. It must be a case where even without this fifth person, the shar could be guarded and could be watched. So my covet, then by him leaving, what did he do wrong? And l'chayr, why should he be chayiv at all? And therefore, this can't be the case that the Mishnah is referring to. And that's why the Braisa only brought one example of a chayiv bar tisha ubar achav eshlim la'asar da'achron chayiv. And the Gemara continues, maskel Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes now asks another question, va'ika, but I can bring you another case where l'chayr would fit into the words of the Mishnah. And although you did not cause all of the damage and you did not create the hezek, you'd still be chayiv for the entire damage. Rav Sheshes says that you have a case of ma'ab v'chavila, and as Rashi explains on the Yoram Beis, and we're talking about a case Shari b'chavilas meres bad lokash chaver v'kir v'alidei chavilas l'gadash achirim. Shimon came to an area where there was a pre-existing fire, and Shimon added bundles of wood. And because he made this fire larger, therefore it brought the fire closer to the grain of his friend. In this case, Shimon's going to be chayiv and not Reuven. And l'chayiv, this should be another example for our Mishnah where chati mixes niskay and still chati b'teshlum niskay kachshe kol niskay. And the Gemara asks, hechi dami, what is the case of ma'am b'chavila referring to? And we continue on Daf Yudam Beis, and the Gemara states, if it's talking about a case where this fire would not have damaged anyone, and the only reason why it was able to damage was because you added on this chavila of Eitzim, so pshita, so then it's pasha. And as Rashi says, and why would the Braisa bring this as an example? If Harisha Leisei Klum, the person that originally made this fire, that was not Messiah in this hezek at all, the Choma de Shavaklay Ma'amya V'Ozl, as he put the fire in a place where it would have eventually gone out and be extinguished, and it wouldn't have caused any damage. Certainly he's creating most of the Misa, but the last person brought the Misa closer, and that's why the only case that fits into our Mishnah is the case of a person that dug a 9 tefach to the bar, and then Shimon added on 1 tefach to the bar, that Shimon is chayiv, and Reuven is not chayiv at all. And once again, the Gemara says, and if you're telling me that the case was that even without Shimon adding in these bundles of wood, it still would have gone and been mazik, so Micah Ovid, so what did Shimon do? And certainly Shimon would not be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, maskler a papa. So a papa asks a third question, va'ikah hadatanya, that l'chayir, the Braisa brought another example, which is based on the following Braisa, that heishi yashva sasal echad, if there are five people sitting on a bench, v'loishav ruin, they didn't break it, uba echad v'yashvalav, and then the sixth person comes, and let's call him Reuven, and he sits down, and he breaks it, then achron chayiv, then Reuven would be chayiv. V'omra papa, and a papa who's asking this question, actually explained that the sixth person was kagoyin papa ba'abo, that he was as heavy as Papa Abba. And the Gemara is, Hechi Dami, in which case do you want the Braisa to actually use this as an example for the din of a Mishnah? If you can tell me it's the case, if Papa Abba wouldn't have sit down on the bench wouldn't have broken, then Pshita, then that would be Pashat, that he was the one who caused the Hezek completely, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. And certainly this can't be an example of the case of a Mishnah where someone is going to be Chayiv, even though he didn't create the full Hezek. Once again, Rashi contrasts this to the case of the Braisa that it brings as an example for our Mishnah, and Leidami Lebar, Sharishin Garm Nizokin, Vahar Chesav Arubai, because even the first person that dug 9 Tvachim, he caused Nizokin, and he actually killed half or rave of this person, Al Mishim Hachi Domifta, Da Amalei Lavata, Havim Mystic, Vle Havim Mayis. And it's important to note that in all three cases, Rashi gave a bit of a different explanation as to the Chiv of Shimon Bidigea Bar, and that is because Rashi was bothered that L'Chaira, why would all of these Amrayim ask a similar question if L'Chaira, the Teretz, and the explanation question is going to be the same as to why we didn't mention in the Mishnah, and therefore Rashi had to explain that each one is trying to bavarn a different point about bar. And once again, the Gemara says, Elder Balav Iu Nami Itba, that even if Papa Ababa wouldn't have sat down onto the bench, it would have also broken. So Micah Ovid, so Lacher he should be Pata, as he didn't cause this damage at all. And the Gemara continues and is that Bishleimo, in the first two questions that we had, which were from Rab Zira and Rab Sheshes, though the dinim are either Pashat or they don't fit into the words of the Mishnah, but the Maisa, they are not Brises, and therefore it's irrelevant as to how to explain what they brought down. However, the case that Rab Papa brought down was actually from a Brisa that stated, and as we stated, that if this heavy person that sat down is the reason why it broke, then he's going to be chayiv completely, and this din is pashut, and why would the Brisa discuss this case? If the bench would have broken even without him sitting on it, so then the din should be that he's potter, and why would the Brisa say that he's chayiv? Therefore, at this point, the Gemara is, safe, safe, masisa hechem etarta, l'chayir, how are you going to explain this Brisa? And the Gemara answers, le'tzricha, the blav iu have a mitbah betray shayi, that without Papa Ba'aba sitting on this bench, the bench would have broken in 2 hours, v'hashta itba b'chadasha. But by the fact that this sixth person, who was as heavy as Papa Ba'aba, sat down on this bench, it broke in 1 hour. As all the other five people say to Papa Ba'aba, that if not for the fact that you sat down on the bench, we would have gotten up in another moment, and we would have gotten up before it was 2 hours, and it wouldn't have broke, and therefore you would have caused the damage, and therefore the sixth person that sat down on the bench will be chayiv. And Rashi points out, and this is the chiddush of the Braisa, that even though it would have broken in 2 hours, that even so, only the sixth person is chayiv, and the other five are going to be pata. And Rashi's bothered that if we found a case where there is a chiddush for the Braisa, so why didn't our Braisa bring this as an example of a case where tichshati mixes niskay and chafti b'tashlumi niskay kech shekol niskay? And Rashi explains the high loy mixes nezeku el kol nezek, that this case is not considered a partial creation of the nezek, but it's all of the nezek. As the first five people that were sitting on the bench did not cause the bench to break at all. The din of bar is different, as lemaisa there is a combination of the hevel of a 9 tefach bar and the hevel of the 10th tefach that ultimately causes a person to die. And the Gemara continues and asks, that why can't the sixth person say to the other five, that if not for the fact that you were also sitting on this bench, then it wouldn't have broken, and therefore you shouldn't be mechayim at all. And Rashi points out that this is not a svara that could be said b'negeya bar, as Reuven, who dug 9 tefachim of the bar, is not around in order to go and fix up this hezek. Therefore, Shimon, that added this tefach, cannot say this svara to Reuven. Asha'in came over here, the sixth person tells the other five people that when you realize that there is too much weight on his bench, you should have gotten up, and therefore you are definitely causing part of the hezek. And the Gemara answers, le'tzricha, that the case of the Brisa is talking about a scenario, the Bahadin Sama Butava, that while the sixth person was actually leaning on all five people, it broke, and they didn't have the opportunity to actually stand up, as he was placing his weight on them as well, and therefore they didn't cause the damage, and he was the full cause of this damage. And Rashi explains that at this point in the Gemara is not talking about a scenario where it would have broken in 2 hours, and now it broke in less time. Rashi says, that if he wouldn't have sat on the bench, then it wouldn't have broken at all, and it wouldn't have even broken in 10 hours. And as to the fact you asked that L'chayr has Pashid, then the Chiddush is that even though he didn't sit in it, Ela Omen al Raglav, and he was standing on his feet, and he only leaned on them. And as the Gemara will tell us in a moment, and the Chiddush of the Brice is, the Chaychay Kagufay Dami, and we say Chaychay is Kagufay. And let us see this point in the Gemara, and the Gemara is Pshita, L'chayr, if as Rashi says, that this bench wouldn't have been broken with these five people, even if they sat on it for a long time, and the only reason why it broke is because of the weight of the sixth person, then L'chayr is Pashid, that he should be chayiv, and the other five should not be chayiv. And the Gemara answers, Ma'otema, you might think, Koich lav kagufay dami, then maybe the sixth person would not be chayiv either, because we don't say that Koich is kagufay. And Kamashma, and therefore the Brisa teaches us, the Koich kagufay dami, that if someone breaks something using his force, that's as if he himself broke it, the Cholich de gufatava, as in any case where if you broke it be a dayim, then you'd be chayiv, then Koich nami tava, then you would also be responsible if your Koich and your force broke the item. And the Gemara continues and asks, fourth question on this Brisa, Vesuleka Va'ika, why did Brisa only bring a case of where Reuven dug 9 tefachim, then Shimon came and added 1 tefach, that Shimon is chayiv, and that's an example of the case of the Mishnah, but l'chayiv are other examples. Now, Ika Hadatanya, that we have the following Brisa, Hiko Asar B'Adam B'Esamaklis, if there are 10 people that hit Reuven with 10 sticks, and it doesn't make a difference if they did it at one moment or they did one after the other, and then Reuven dies, all 10 people would be pata. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir states, that if they all take turns in hitting this person, and the last person that hits him and then he dies would be chayiv. And the Braisa teaches, because the last person caused his misa, and as Rashi says, if they all hit him at one time, then you don't know who killed him, and therefore they're all pata. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds that the last would be chayiv if it was bezeach zeh shakir misasa. And Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Rabbanan is a mesechta Sanhedrin. The basis of the machlekes is as follows: Rabbi Yehuda sav, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the pasuk says ki yaka kol nefesh adam, so the mashma kol du nefesh, and it's mashma that even if you only killed a partial nefesh and he was already almost dying, you're still going to be chayiv. Rabbanan savri kul nefesh mashma, and when Rabbanan holds, you have to kill a complete person. Therefore, Gemara is asking that lechayra, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, we have a case of hechshativ mixus in this guy, that although this last person only caused a part of the hezek, the first nine were mazik this person, and now he died. Therefore, it's similar to the case of chayfe bar, as in that case also, harishit hezek va achren harg, is when this shar falls into a bar that originally was dug by Reuven to a depth of 9 tefachim, and then Shimon added in an additional tefach. L'maisa, when the shar dies, part of the shar's death is caused by the first person as well. And lechayra, why wasn't this case brought into Braisa? And the Gemara answers, b'tolo lekamari, that our Braisa did not want to discuss a case where there was Mises Bezdin involved. Our Braisa only wanted to speak about a case where a person's chayiv mamin for damaging someone. And the Gemara continues and brings another teretz for Yibayisema, or I could tell you that the reason why the Braisa did not bring this case of a koasar b'nei adam b'esem makhles, and they did a bezach hazeh, that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, ha'achron is chayiv, is b'pukta lekamari, because this case of the Braisa only fits in according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, as l'fira tanakama, even bezach hazeh, even the last one will be pata. And the Gemara is that how can you tell me that our Braisa is going to the Rakal and Bepukta like Kamari, Veloi, Velkimna, and the like Rebbe? Lemaisa, according to the first version of the Gemara on Omen Aleph, and according to the first Shita, not according to Rapapa, then we said that the Braisa is only going Lefi the Tanakama and not Lefi Rebbe. The Gemara answers, the like Rebbe, Rabbanan Mekminon, that certainly when we have a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanan, then we will certainly go like Rabbanan because that's the Rabbim, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, Velik Rabbanan, Loi Mekminon, it wouldn't make sense that the Braisa will go like a Das Yochid, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, and not like Rabbanan, and that's why a Braisa did not bring an example of a Ko Asar B'nei Adam B'Esem Makleis and was done B'Zeh Chazeh, as the Braisa did not want to bring a case that was only according to one Deya and only according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Chavti B'Tashlum Yeniskai, if Reuven causes damage to someone, then he's going to be Chayiv to pay for the Nezek. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out that if Reuven's Shar damages the Shar of Shimon, there are two ways that we could think about how much Reuven should have to pay Shimon. And we have to keep in mind that when Reuven's Shar kills the Shar of Shimon, that Shar still has value because you could use the Nevela and you could still use the skins. And therefore, there are two ways to understand the payment that Reuven should have to make. Either Reuven should have to pay to Shimon the entire value of the Shar. And for example, if the Shar was worth $1,000, and now that the Shar is dead, the Shar is worth $100. So Reuven would still have to pay $1,000 to Shimon. Reuven would now keep the carcass of an animal and he could feed the Nevela to his animals and he could use the skins. Or we could say that Shimon has to keep the carcass and he would be able to take the value of $100 and feed its nevela to his dogs, and Shimon could use the skins of this animal, and therefore really Shimon only incurred a $900 loss, and therefore Reuven would only have to pay Shimon $900. Based on this hakdama, the Gemara begins chafti b'niskay loy tani el b'tashlumi niskay, that by the fact that the Mishnah used the lashon of chafti b'tashlumi niskay, it's mashma that Reuven doesn't have to pay $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon actually would keep the carcass of the animal, and therefore Reuven would only have to pay $900 to Shimon. Rashi explains, "Binizker like Tani, they'll have a mashbish shalom shor garmu chai, who yitel us a nevela, and Reuven will keep the nevela. Hell, but teshlubi nizkai, the mashma shloma, as mashma that you're making up the loss, and she yitel nizik as a nevela, that the nizik keeps the nevela, and vizem mashmloi mashapach soy misa, and then Reuven would make up the difference as to what the loss was to Shimon based on his shor dying." And the Gemara continues, "Tanin lahad tan rabbanan, that this diak that we make from a Mishnah is learned and taught us in a braisa, and some nakers to words, Tanin lahad tan rabbanan, and that generally signifies a question, and over here the Gemara is making a statement, and therefore the only gur is the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in the Braisa, Tashlumin Nezek, and when the Mishnah states that the Mazik has to pay the payment that's due to the Nizik, Milame Shabailam Etaplam Nevela, and therefore we learn from here that we see that the Nizik keeps the Nevela, and he has to deal with selling it and receiving value for the Nevela, and then Reuven has to pay him the difference between the value of the Nevela and what his loss losses. And in our example, Reuven would only have to pay $900 to Shimon, and he would not have to pay him $1,000. And the Gemara asked Minani Mili, that how do we know this din? And the Gemara will now bring three different Makarios, and the Gemara at the end result will ask why we need three Makarios. But the Gemara states, Amar Rabbi Ami states, the Amar Kra, as the Pasuk says, Maka Nefesh Behem Yishal Mena, Al Tikra Yishal Mena, don't read it that you should pay it, El Yashli Mena, they have to make up the difference, and therefore we see that the Nizik keeps the Nevela, and the Mazik only has to pay him the differential between the value of the Nevela and the value of what the Shah was worth prior to Mazik causing this damage and causing the Shah to die. The Gemara continues, Rav Kana Amar Mehocha, Rav Kana says that this Limud is from a Pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim, as the Pasuk says, Im Tarif Yitarif, Yevyehu Eid, HaTrefa Lo Yishalim, even though the comma is after the word aid, however, we learn out ad treifa yishalim, then told the treifa itself and the value of the treifa, that's how much Reuven, who is Mazik Shimon's animal, has to pay. But treifa atma lo yishalim, the value of the actual treifa that's currently worth, he doesn't have to pay, as the nizik has to be metapol with the nevela. And Chizki amar ma'acha, and Chizki brings a third makar, and this pasuk once again is in Pashim Mishpatim, and the pasuk says v'amesi eloi, as the pasuk says I know the kishar nagachu mitmol shelsham v'lo yishmen. Chizkia teaches us that we learn out from this pasuk, the nizik, that the mess, the nevela, belongs to nizik. And once again, we have a makar that the bialim are metaplim the nevela, and the Gemara states, v'chein tanj v'chizkia. Similarly, they taught a brisa, the yeshiva chizkia, v'amesi yaloi, the nizik. This brisa continues, and yes, ata im le nizik, how do you know when the pasuk says, v'amesi yaloi, it means that the nizik keeps the nevela, or ain't it le mazik, or maybe it means that once the mazik pays for the damages, then the mazik keeps the nevela. So Amrit loy kachaya, and the Braisa explains that this can't be the case. And the Gemara asks, my loy kachaya, why can't this be the case? And Amar Abaye, Abaye explained the Braisa, Isak adak the Nevela Mazik Havai, that if we're going to say that the Nevela belongs to the Mazik, and the Mazik would actually keep the $100 of value of the skins and of the Nevela of this behemoth, Lichta Rachmana Shar Tachas Shashar of Lishtaik, then the Torah should have just taught us that when Reuven Shar damages the Shar of Shimon, that Reuven has a responsibility to pay for the full value of the Shar of Shimon. We would certainly know that the mess belongs to Reuven since he paid for the full shor, and therefore, of course, he will keep the skins and he'll keep the nevela of this animal. And Abaye continues, and therefore, the messi aloy lomli, why would Terry have to continue and say that the nevela belongs to the mazik if certainly it belongs to the mazik? So shma mino le nizik, it must be that Terry's being mechadish to you that the nizik has to be metapel ben nevela, and therefore, instead of the mazik having to pay a full $1,000 to the nizik, the mazik would pay $900 and the nizik would keep the nevela, and he would have to go and sell it, and he would have to deal with it. And the Gemara continues that we just brought three Makarios. We had Reb Ami, who brought us the Pasuk in Pashas Emor of Makan Nefesh Behem Yishal Mena. We also had the Pasuk of Reb Kana in Pashas Mishpatim, in Tarif Yitarif, if Yehu Eidat Treif Alo Yishalim. And we also had Chizkia that told us about Messi Eloi Lenizik. And the Gemara now explains Vitzricha, and we need all these three Psukim, the Ikas Rachman of Makan Behem Yishal Mena. If the Torah would have only said the Pasuk in Emor of Makan Behem Yishal Mena, then one may have thought that the only time the Torah tells us that Nizik is Metaplim Ben Avela is only we are person damages or kills an animal, and in that case, mishum leshchicha, and since it's not a normal situation where a person will be mazik an animal of his friend, lefikach, as Rashi says, lehichmi lo vakasev, letrech b'mechiyus hanavela. However, I will trade for the shchicha in the case of mishpatim and tarif yitarif, where we're talking about an animal that goes and rips apart another animal, where shchiach, a moloi, maybe in that case, we would actually say that the nizik would not be metapim nevela, and maybe the mazik would have to be metapim nevela, since he should have guarded his animal better, and it should have made sure that it wasn't mazik and tzricha, and that's why we need the second pasuk, and Rav Kana to bring the pasuk in mishpatim of yutarif yutarif, and the iashmin and treifa, and if we would only say the pasuk of Rav Kana of treifa, mishun and meila, one may have thought that we actually made it easier on the mazik, and we said that the nizik has to be metapel benevela. The maisa, that pasuk is talking about a shem misacha, and the guard really was trying to do his duties, however, the fox came and was able to go and rip apart a behema, since the shem was not mechavin to cause this hezek. Therefore, we're not going to be machmer on him. However, the pasuk in Emor, benegei makabehema, where a person goes and kills an animal or is mazik an animal to be a dayim, where the person does that be a dayim, emaloi, maybe we'll be machmer on the mazik, and we would say that he has to be on top of the nevela, and he has to pay the full $1,000 to Shimon. And therefore, we needed the pasuk in Emor, makadefesh behemi shalmena, to teach us this then as well. And the yashmin and hani tati, and if we'd bring the pasuk of Rabami from Emor, makadefesh behemi shalmena, and we'd bring the pasuk of Kana, I mean, tarif Tarif from Pash Mishpatim, then we would say that only over there that we say that the Nizik is Metapel Nevela, Hamishum Leishricha, Vahamishum Nevela, Avamessi Eloi. However, when the Pasuk in Mishpatim tells us Vamessi Eloi, which talk about a case of Karen, of course the Shor was Kavanasi Lahazik. mazik. So in that case, since it's shchicha uvi yadayim imaloi, maybe the Torah would require the mazik to be metabon ubeila, and the mazik would have to pay the full $1,000 to nizik. Therefore, we also need the pasuk of Chizkiyah about messi aloi, and the Gemara now states vi ashmina messi aloi. And if we only say the pasuk of Chizkiyah from mishpatim va messi aloi, mishunim moinik mazik, maybe we would say it over there that since your mammon was mazik and it wasn't the person himself that was mazik, so maybe we're makel, and we said the nizik has to be metabon ubeila. However, aval hocha de beguf of mazik imaloi. Pashas Emma Makan Nefesh Behemi Shalmena, where a person does the damage, even the pasuk of Tarif Yitarif, which is talking about a Ze'ev ripping apart an animal, Rashi says that that is considered the actual hezek of a person. And as Rashi explains, Shemisacha Shapasha Vinitrafali De Ze'ev, Kiniske Gufa Chashali, that's mamish considered like the hezek of a person, Shrei Hoya Lovel Shemra, because he should have guarded it. Maybe in that case, we would be Machman on the Mazik, and he would have to pay $1,000 to the Nizik, and it would be on him to be Metapal Benavela, and Kamash Mulan. That's why we have all three psukim in order to teach us that in all cases the din is that the nizik is metapal bin avela. And when you have a case where Reuven shor damages shor of Shimon, Reuven would pay $900 to Shimon, and Shimon would keep the avela. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Kana l'Rav, so Rav Kana says to Rav, Osama Geris l'Rava, El Taimi D'Kos Rachman V'Hamesi Eloi, that the only reason why we say that the nizik is metapal bin avela is because we have a makar from a pasuk halav achi, but without the makar havamina, you may have thought nivela mazikave, that the mazik would have no choice, and he would have to keep the nevela, and he have to pay the full $1,000 to nizik. And Rav Kahana asked the lechira, how could you have a havmina that would be a din? Hashta yisli l'day kama treifas. Since we know that there's a din of shava kesef kesef, so if Reuven, who is mazik Shimon, would have multiple treifas, yovle, he would be able to use that in order to pay Shimon. The omamar, as we learned before, yashiv labi shava kesef afilu subin. So the day mibayi, then certainly in this case, where this animal actually belonged originally to Shimon, that certainly Reuven could tell Shimon, you should keep your original shor, and you should keep the value of the nevela, and I will go and give you whatever the remaining damage was. Certainly, this could be part of the payment that Reuven gives Shimon. As we know, shava kesef is kekesef, and the Gemara answers lo nitzucha elo pras nevela. That in a chenami, the pasuk is not telling us that Reuven could use this animal in order to pay Shimon. As certainly shava kesef is kekesef. The chiddush is, as Rashi says, the hachir merachmana, that this is what the Torah is telling you. The mishas misa kari b'shusid nizik, that even at the moment Shimon's animal died, it already belonged to Shimon and it never belonged to Reuven. Of course, there's a major nafkamina, as Rashi points out, the mesriach upirsa damim mishas misa vashas amadu bedin pseidin nizaku. And if, for example, at the point that the shor died, the animal's skins were worth $100, once Shimon took Reuven to Bezin and finally got a psak din, the animal's skins and the nevela was only worth $50 as it went down in value since it started smelling and it became less valuable. So the din is that since the nizik has to be metapal bin nevela, therefore, we look at it as if the nizik was only damaged $900, as Lamaisu, right at the time of the damage, the shor was still worth $100, and therefore Reuven would only have to pay $900 to Shimon. This is the chiddush that the Torah is telling us when it teaches us about Messi Eloi, that the nizik is metapa menevela. As of course, even though shava kesef is kekesef, but if we would say that the mazik has to be metapa menevela, then the only time that the mazik gets credit for the value of the skins and the value of this nevela is only after hamadu bedin, only after he makes a payment to the nizik of these skins and of this nevela. And since at that point this nevela is only worth $50, therefore Reuven would have to give Shimon $950 plus the nevela, and of course that would be a chumrah on the mazik. This din of the Torah is actually coming out a kula for the mazik, and we will stop over here.